Welcome to AM Best Audio.
LIMRA, Equisoft, and Universal Conversion Technologies, also known as UCT, just released a new report, Assessing Data Readiness for AI in the Life Insurance Industry. The report finds that 46% of global life insurers aren't ready to implement AI, while in the U.S., that number increases to 66%. Additionally, 78% of carriers believe that the biggest roadblock to extracting value from AI is data readiness. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Mike Lee, president for UCT. Mike, so glad you could join us today.
Thanks. It's good to be with you today.
So, Mike, that's a pretty striking number of life insurers who don't seem to be ready for the future, isn't it?
It is, and it's an interesting number that popped out of the research we did with LIMRA last year. And, you know, we've been having a lot of interesting dialogue and feedback in the industry as we begin to explore what may be the story behind that number.
Mm. Are you surprised by the findings?
A little bit, but I think there's still a disconnect in the industry between companies in the life insurance industry have done a fair amount of their own enterprise data work that's really outside of the context of AI, because AI is still an emerging technology. While it's emerging in its use of generative AI, AI in and of itself as a technology has probably been applied in very specific domains or parts, features of the life insurance life cycle. So like underwriting or claims, but applied across the value chain of an insurance company, AI is becoming more and more impactful because of generative AI and its ability to handle natural language processing. And I just think that is the part where companies are exploring the value of this technology for the future.
So a long ways to go, I would guess.
Yes, I think so. And we believe Kartik Sachdeval, who's the CIO of LIMRA, and myself had been rubbing shoulders and kicking the tires on this concept. And so we sponsored the research last year, kind of because we just can't get away from the inextricable link between AI and data. And data being so foundational to the results you get out of AI. So the question to the industry, and not only in the U.S., but we did several regions of the world as well. So it's a global survey, and we're going to be expanding that survey this year as well into some more regions of the world, just to see what their thought processes are and what their experience is.
So what were some of the other findings, Mike?
Well, what we did was we created a capability, a maturity model. It was really based around the old CMM model, the capability maturity model. And we basically took that to the data side and created a data maturity model where organizations could answer along a spectrum of how they perceived that they were ready, either at a very basic level, it's foundational. And then at the highest level of that maturity process is an optimal category. So there's like five categories in between there: foundational, expanding, maturing, progressive, and optimal. And so what we found, we sent a survey that that asked insurers to rate themselves on that spectrum, and then in several areas or disciplines of data. And so that was these dimensions that we came up with LIMRA's help. And it was around organizational alignment. How aligned is the organization between business and IT around how they're using data, sourcing and integration? Where does the data come from and how is it passed around inside of the organization? Quality and integrity, obviously, probably not a lot of explanation needed there, but just how good is the data? Has it been cleansed and has it been deduplicated? Is it ready for and fit for use? Data governance, the infrastructure, whether it be the cloud or internal, the carriers rated themselves. And then last but not least is the analytics and the performance around asking questions of the data that exists there. So we took that spectrum of areas and carriers rated themselves, and we created these benchmark scores across the industry that were the basis for the statistics that you used as the headline to our talk here today.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Mike, do we have any idea how organizations can assess where they stand in terms of data readiness?
So the ones that participated in the survey, which was probably between 40 and 50 organizations globally, that's where I think it's an interesting question, because there's a hesitancy. Companies see the link between data and AI and their ability to use it effectively. I think that metric that was mentioned is 78% of respondents believe that data readiness is the biggest challenge in getting value from AI, but then only about 46% said that they were not ready given their current state of data readiness. So there's, I think globally insurers then, as you look at the scores, they rated themselves as progressive along the maturity spectrum. So the first couple of responses and the statistics came back, it's almost like there's a misalignment or a reticence to say that they're ready.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would think 46%, I'm kind of surprised that large of a number would actually own up to not being ready.
Yeah, and so we began to say, well, why do we think that's the case? And I think it's the old adage of we don't know what we don't know until we know it. Sometimes you don't even know the questions to ask until some of the unknowns are removed from the equation. So what that says to me is companies are doing some experimentation with AI to kind of understand better what the technology can do for them in a generative AI context and in an advanced analytics context. So I think all of those things put together is, I think CIOs and technical leaders across the globe are struggling with understanding exactly what AI can do for their companies. And because of that, they don't really know, they can't really put their finger on where they're specifically at in their level of data readiness or maturity.
So what dimensions impact data readiness most significantly, do you think?
I think data readiness, as we did the global survey, one that kept kind of coming up was around sourcing and integration. Like, where does the data come from and what are we doing with it to put it into the data store? Because those are key factors. And I think what we see is that globally insurers have been using their data for a lot of reporting and aggregation techniques so that they can put all their data in one place, regardless of the administrative packages or the underwriting systems or claim systems that are used to run the business. So they're aggregating the data. They're just not necessarily sure that how that data is sourced and how it's integrated. So in other words, what's the frequency around which that data is pushed to these data stores? Is that in line with the requirements of the AI technology that will be layered across the top of this? And so I think that's the next step for the industry to tackle, is what are the requirements of generative AI and AI at large that will be used by the organizations? Do they have a strategy for how they're going to use AI, which then may drive more meaningful conversations and context around sourcing and integration and around data quality and integrity? That was another area that kind of stood out in the survey, is that while we have a lot of data out there and we're reporting off of it, we know that there's some dirty data that needs to be cleaned up. in order for AI to really be powerful in the context of customer interaction.
I noticed a couple times that you said it was a global survey, and you seem to be really making a point that it was a global survey. That being the case, are you finding that data capabilities vary by region? And if so, do you have any theories as to why that might be?
Yeah, that's a great question. There were some unique differences between the regions. And as we boiled down the research, I think what we began to see is that regions that had higher regulatory requirements for data interaction with the regulator, we saw that those particular regions scored themselves as higher in terms of data governance, data readiness in terms of their integration techniques, and then the sourcing techniques for the data, because they've already had to deal with it in order to publish numbers to the regulators.
Well, Mike, it's a fascinating survey. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today and tell us all about it.
Yes, you're welcome.
That was Michael Lee, president of UCT, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.